Fletcher Christian Swing.
I just never know what you're going to come out with next. Just fantastic. At least, you know, all these things unfolding. It's just great. Yeah.
And fear, of course, means hell.
So yeah, there are, I could see now, having a look at this, there's definite strands, and then there's the ones that you need to know, with, like that, for example, where they come from, yeah.
I mean, there's Sitter's Quay and Ram's Quay, various quays, Hill Quay.
We're not quite as bad as Harry is for the same name turning up in the different townships. You know,
oh, right.
Harry, somebody whose mother had been the postmistress there, and there was tremendous problems. Well, the mid house's daughter here and there, and nest house's, and getting the wrong post. And
That's very Norse, that though. Just to take the same place names and transfer them all over this, as to where they are in relation to other things. Yeah. So there's a lot. Shiloh.
Well, that's a modern one.
Oh, right. All right. Right.
So, there's Knock Hall. Well, it was a pub at one time. And I once asked my father, more or less, what the origin of that name would be. And he says, maybe similar to Knock Shop.
Oof. Just a pub in the middle of the farming.
Is
it well?
Margaret says that there was one Rodger was as well. Just Paola S. She says that it's a pub.
Oh.
Just there. One of the old building right alongside goes down to the road.
We just went past it on the bus to Scarabray the other night, so how interesting. I wonder if any, it seems to be a lot of these wee pubs or I suppose it would just be somebody with two or three barrels of homebrew.
Exactly.
Yes, but along the road, it was...
need to be within
five,
walking distance.
I was at seven. And along the road, the Stennis is here, the main road.
Yeah.
The old road coming from the Midwest. Like that. And, of course, the story's dealt out to Knock Hard there. Man rode up on a horse and got in for a drink, tied his horse to the door, some boys of Barnhouse. Took a young horse out of Barnhouse field and tied it in the place of the man's riding horse. The effect when he came out can be better imagined than described.
Yeah, it was an unbroken horse, was it?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Then there's, who's at the Brig of Weath and Lochside that we're speaking about, and the one at Brodgar that were all sort of built or done up for the tourist trade, for the fishing. I suppose that would be turn of the century kind of thing, late 19th.
But the one at the Brig, Malie, the painter, the pre-Raphaelite, his son used to come there regularly for hunting and fishing. And
the one at the Brig of Weath?
Brig of Weath. And he ate his, or he gave us a present to his gillies, engraving, it's two engravings, one of the Seagulls or one of the Lambirds. I can deal with to get a copy of that, but I can't, there's only six made, but I wonder what the value of that would be now.
So what would he be hunting?
Well, birds.
Birds, I suppose.
Because there's that one done, the naturalist who was at the Haven in Strumness. There's his price list, all the fancy ordinary bird stuff.
Kind of frowned upon nowadays, that kind of thing.
Did come across in that article Alex Comfort, more famous for writing The Joy of Sex, who was up in Orkney looking for certain mollusks, which is what he was an expert in. There's an account of him trying to row unsuccessfully across the Stennis Loch in terrible weather. Didn't like Orkney at all. Too much like Gotterdammerung, he said. When you see in winter in the water.
Well, I can imagine that would be, it would be, it's quite a good description of winter in the wartime, you know, I think, yeah.
Yes, he said, you know, I was thinking there's going to be some unearthly thing coming lumbering over the hill.
I was kind of wondering, too, about, on a farm, the actual names of the fields. Would that be something that, you know, when you broke out a field, if you claimed it, that you could name it then, but Is it, are, would the field names...